This is a script fill for Torch Song by Chris Haley. I really do like his scripts, and I've seen some of the Not Safe for Work, and I am thinking of filling some of them, but I don't know, I just feel very off today, you know? Like, whatever. fuck. Okay. So, former lovers see each other at the party, and as the conversation winds around how their lives are going, they go outside and start dancing on the patio, surrounded by tiki torches. All characters depicted are 18 plus. This is tough. Not that it's tough. Like, I've mentioned before that I only fill scripts that I feel like filling. Stuff that I've either experienced myself or stuff that I would want to experience. I've never danced with anyone at all. And I'm fucking 25 years old. It's so funny. It's so sad. It's all heartbreak. Nothing's bittersweet. I don't think there's anything bittersweet with all of my fallouts. It's always been mentally and emotionally nasty, unidirectional. Like, it's just me that's always a mess, and the other person would just, like, go around their day as if nothing ever happened, as if, you know. How do guys fucking do that? Like, honestly, guys, please, you know, send me tips. Like, this is something we never learned in grad school or in undergrad or in academia at all. Like, how do you move on? How do you move on healthily? Because, like, I'm not coping very well. And the other person has been coping in the best way possible. I mean, man's got friends, man's party, man's drink, man's get girls back home, you know? And I'm left with what? My job, you know? My impending graduation. Am I even gonna graduate? I don't fucking know. Yes, friends who are also equally stressed, right, over more important things. So yeah, do tell me. Shoot me a line anonymously. How does one move on healthily? Like, send your girl some help. Anyway, this is a script fill. Yeah. To former lovers. Hey, I didn't know you were coming to this party. Sure, can make some room. Here, have a seat. So, how are things? Well, that's good. You didn't like your old job much, right? I mean, you're always so stressed out about it. Is this new one better, though? I'm glad to hear that. Me, I'm still plugging away at the same place. I mean, it's boring as fuck, but pays the rent, and that's all that matters, right? Yeah, I'm still writing. I'm trying to get some new stories published. Not that there's any money in it, but, you know. Girl's got a dream. Oh, you would. Well, I remember I used to read everything I wrote, even if I didn't want you to. I mean, I suppose I could show you some of my latest stuff. Your feedback was always valuable back when, you know. Well, I still find myself wondering what you would think, and changing stuff, improving stuff. Meet your expectations. You were my biggest fan after all. We're past tense. So, that girl you've been dating, she here tonight? No way, shit. Really? You guys were dating for like what, a year? And she cheated on you with that asshole? Oh, fuck. I mean, ooh. Sorry, my man. Like, it's really tough. That's tough. But then again, you're newly single. You got a fancy new job. Why the fuck are you sitting here talking to me? I mean, there must be plenty eligible girls at the party. I mean, a lot of them would go home with you in a snap. Ugh, I hear ya. This game sucks, and I'm sick of playing it too. Because most people have so much baggage, you know? You like them, things are going well, and then it's like, oh, whoa, dude, that's messed up. You don't need a girlfriend. You need a therapist. Or therapists, plural. I mean, we all have baggage, obviously. I mean, who doesn't, right? I just wish I could know what I'm getting into at the beginning, because you never find out until the shit is hitting the fan, right? Like, I mean, if only there was, I don't know, someone I already knew, someone I'm already comfortable with, you know? Someone whose deepest thoughts I'm already intimately familiar with. That would be very convenient. Oh shit. I'm sorry. Look, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I should probably go. This is a bad idea and I shouldn't have come here in the first place. Just forget that I said all those things. Forget that you even seen me today. Well, yeah, I'm enjoying talking to you too. In fact, I miss talking to you. I mean, you know me. I never really got over you. All the guys I dated since we broke up, like, I know it sounds stupid, but none of them measure up to you. And I feel like a heel when I date because it's very unfair to judge them like that. Nobody can live up to such a high standard. I mean, I'm judging them against the best guy in the world, and that's totally unfair. And it's not their fault either, right? Come on, you're just saying that to make me feel better. Look, that chick you were dating, she's way out of my league. Because, like, doesn't she sing in a jazz band? And she's, like, getting a PhD or something, right? Like, that's top tier. Shit, I'm sorry, you're still hurting and I'm not helping. See, this is why I should leave, okay? Like, I'm just making things worse. I'm just making things incredibly difficult. Everything you touch turns to shit, including this fucking simple conversation. Look, all I'm saying is, let's not kid ourselves here. We both know you can get the hottest girl in town. And honestly, I wish you the best of luck in that endeavor, because I want you to be as happy as you can be. I don't hold a grudge against you know that, right? I mean, I can't hold a grudge. My hands are full already carrying this torch. Right? So look, I'm gonna go. Should find a girl tonight, have a fling, leave her begging for more. And that will help you get over Miss PhD. Sounds good? I mean, it's a good game plan, right? Oh, you're right. Forgot about the baggage problem. Well, is there anyone around here that you already know well enough that you're in touch with their baggage? I mean, other than me, obviously. I mean, no, like, I'm off limits. I'm sure you've had enough of my baggage by now. Wait, what's that? I mean, I was talking over you and couldn't hear what you said. Please. Oh, a walk? You mean like you and me walk? Well, it is nice out tonight, and it looks like the party has spilled out into the backyard. Maybe we should go out there for a while. It might help to get some fresh air because I'm feeling a little bit warm. But really, though, you should be trying to pick up some check tonight because there's no reason for you to be wasting your time with me. Okay? But yeah, a walk would be nice. Could help the both of us. Oh, look at that. They've got a bunch of tiki torches around the patio. That's just a little too apropos, don't you think? Look, I'm sorry. I'm just being absolutely 100% ridiculous tonight. It's just seeing you has brought back a lot of memories. Oh, good memories. Happy memories, of course. I mean, to be honest, I don't even remember why we broke up. I'm sure I was being an ass. I mean, I have a tendency to do that sometimes. To act out of impulse and emotion as opposed to walk through things rationally. But you know that about me already. You know everything about me already. I'm an open book to you. An open, used book. Left at a vintage bookstore. Oh, I love this song. And look, there's some people dancing on the patio too. Yeah, sure, I'd love to dance, you know, just like old times. God, just feels so nice to have you in my arms again. I know every inch of you. Memorized every muscle, every tendon. And having your arms around me just feels so right. Even though at the same time it feels so wrong. What the fuck am I saying? You know, we should go out dancing sometimes like we used to. I mean, no strings attached, okay? Just a couple of old friends enjoying each other's company. I heard they have a great new house band at the Poodle. Remember how we used to go there? No way, really? So you actually want to? I'm free tomorrow night. I mean, to be honest, I'm free pretty much every night. Welcome to my boring life. Okay then, it's a date. I mean, you know, not a date in that way, just whatever. Couple of old friends going out dancing. You know, this light makes your face look, I don't know, haunting? Kind of spooky. Very animated, yeah. The glow of the torches just dancing around you, casting shadows. It reminds me of how we used to have the windows open in your bedroom at night. And the curtains would be shimmering, and the light from the street would waltz around the wall and across you. This is very evocative for me. I'm getting goosebumps, actually. Look, would you want to? Jesus Christ. I know this is so stupid of me to say. But my heart is racing and I just can't help myself. Would you want to kiss? Oh, Jesus. Fuck. I'm just melting right now from the taste of you. From being so close to you again, and I've missed this for so long now. I've wanted it so badly. Will you kiss me again? Now I really, really need to get going before this becomes something, you know, something we can't stop and we'll both regret in the morning. And I don't want that. I don't want to ruin things. I don't want to make things very complicated. But we're still gonna go dancing tomorrow night, right? Yeah? It's a date? Really? A real date? I can't wait. I'll see you tomorrow. Holy fuck. Holy fucking shit. That was a script fill. That was a script fill. Oh fuck. That was a script fill. I almost cried. I don't know if I should make another fill and have my own twist on this because it really stings. I am not a writer. I am a grad student. But damn, the girl has a PhD and she sings in a jazz band. That's goals. I want that. I want that. Oh, fuck. That's it. I might redo this. Who knows? I might redo this. But for the most part, I think this is a good enough script fill. Because I felt it, and that's what matters. So, Chris, I hope this meets your expectations too. I hope I made this. I hope this gave it justice. And yeah, I'm looking forward to making more fills of your scripts, you know. Yeah, that's it. Ciao, guys.